Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes from our perch up top in the gym here at Hanover Horton High School as the Comets get set to host the Concord Yellow Jackets. The team's warming up on the floor, and it's warm in the gym, but outside, of course, a little bit chilly tonight, but just one of the coolest home courts in the Cascades Conference here at Hanover Horton. And, of course, this Comets team has been a staple of good basketball here in the Jackson area for a long time. I see Coach Mortimer is in attendance, though he's not on the bench anymore these days. Hanover Horton coming in here at 2-2 on the year, but a good matchup with the Concord Yellow Jackets, a non-conference tilt for the Comets.
Yeah, Steve, you and I love to come here just because we said before this feels like kind of like the Cameron Indoor Stadium of Jackson County, and you mentioned Coach Chad Mortimer. I mean, he'd be the dean of basketball coaches in the area, at least in our era of growing up, so... this is just a fun place to go. And I tell you what, it's the cross-the-farm battle between Hanover and Concord. And these kids know each other. They grew up with each other. It's always a fun little rivalry, too, that's maybe not in their conference, but still a fun matchup.
Currently, the Comets hold the most recent matchup with a win last season, 47-30, in their gym. Concord would like to come repay the favor this year. Last season, the Comets 16-9 on the year, 12-5, lost to Lumen Christi in their district final. Excellent matchups in that district, and gosh, Lumen Christi is going to be kind of they're waiting for whoever does well in Cascades and in that division again. They're coming in, as I mentioned, 2-2, 1-1 in the league so far. Comets winning their last two, a 75-40 win over Montrose, and their last win that we just heard was kind of a dramatic affair, but perhaps the score doesn't necessarily accurately reflect how good Montrose could be. But Hanover Horton handled that one with a big win. Also got a win over Homer, 85-72, Ryan Mulnick's Homer Trojans team. And then you get their first two losses, a 53-34 loss to Columbia Central in this gym. And then they lost to Onsted in overtime. So maybe a better ball bounce here or there, and they're 3-1 instead of 2-2. But always a good program here at Hanover Horton. And the thing about them is where they are right now is not where they'll be at the end of the year. They will get better. They will be good. And they will be a tough matchup in the postseason.
Yeah, they will be, and I tell you what, they're in for a tough matchup tonight because this Concord team, excuse me, Steve, they like to get after it, and they will press and throw on different kinds of traps. We'll see some 1-2-2 trap in the half court, and I know this Hanover team who kind of wants to play a little up-tempo. This is interesting to me because what happens when you're facing a team that maybe does it better than you do, and now you have to play a little bit differently. Maybe now you're going to be looking the ones to slow it down. So a little contrast here tonight that I'm looking forward to seeing how the Hanover Comet team handles this.
Yeah, and the Yellow Jackets coming in 5-0 on the year, 2-0 in their league, and their last one was at Bronson. That was a tight one, 53-51, but they beat Quincy at home 58-47. Beat Battle Creek St. Philip 67-57. Beat Hillsdale Academy on the road 65-42. And a big win over Homer 72-28. So, again, you have that common opponent. Both teams beat Homer, but 72-28 is more than just a regular beating.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to getting to see Jet Smith. He's averaging 20 a game. And, man, when you talk about Concord basketball, you know, we talk about Hanover having a rich tradition. So does Concord. And I think of all the good guards that I've known to come out of there, Brian Woodhurst, Troy Love, you know, there's a bunch of them. And Jet Smith is the next on the list, maybe.
And shout out to Matt Lehman ahead of the season. Said, hey, make sure you get Concord on your schedule. They're going to be good this year. So we managed to get this matchup ready to go. And we'll take a closer look at it when we come back at the starting lineups for this one, Hanover Horton and Concord here on WKHM. And we're back in 3 minutes with more pregame.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
It is just a call away.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, live from Hanover Horton High School as the Comets host the Concord Yellow Jackets tonight. And Brian, let's get things going with the starting lineups here.
Well, let's do it, Steve. We'll start with the visiting team from Concord. We have tonight starting 6 foot. I have some heights on this program, so we can make it even sound better.
That's nice.
At 6 foot five, the senior Connor Stevens. 5 foot 10 guard senior Jet Smith. 5 foot 9 senior Brady Garrett. The 5'11 junior Daryl Dean Jr. And then Tyler Rundle, the 6 foot 2 senior.
Yeah, I was looking down there. I was like, who's 6'5? I can't tell heights from up here where we're sitting. If I'm standing next to him, I could tell, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
6'5 is a nice height for the league.
Yeah, and if you see somebody else down there that looks pretty tall, his brother, Zach Stevens, just a freshman at 6'4.
Yeah, so some good length for the Yellow Jackets, and as you mentioned, they play fast. And so I'm looking forward to seeing those long guys get up and down the floor, too. That's quite a weapon if you can have some length that can run the floor. How about for the Comets?
And for the Comets, I'm going to have to apologize because I don't have heights for the Comets. So I'm just going to tell you their names and numbers, Steve. We have number 1, Brody Bialy. Number 10, Cameron Sherwood. Number 12, J.J. Russ. Number 20, Blake Griffiths. And number 40, Jacob Weir.
I love it because those names always end up being familiar. It's always a second or third generation or a younger brother or somebody that we know from out here at Hanover Horton year after year.
And on the football team, too. What a year they had. And
yeah, right.
You know, we got to see them in one of their games. I'm still afraid that Adam Lay might come up here and tackle me because he made a lot of tackles the game.
No doubt. And I, Brody Bialy coming in averaging 21.5 per game for the Comets. You definitely have to know where he is at all times if you're trying to defend this Comets offense. And, of course, you know they're going to have good ball movement. They're going to be disciplined. That's all the things that they do year in and year out as part of the program. And it was true with Coach Mortimer, and it's still true with Andy Birch. And, of course, Joe Salver over there on the bench as well. Meanwhile, the Yellow Jackets, coached by Marcus Gill. And I got it. I know we talk. We love the coaches' kids. I got to assume Marcus Gill Jr. is related.
You like to feel like that's a safe bet, right? Marcus Gill and Marcus Gill Jr.?
Yep. So we'll see if he gets some time on the court today.
It might be Kendall's nephew.
Oh, yeah?
Remember Kendall Gill?
Kendall Gill's nephew. That can't be true.
Could be.
Boy, what a good player he was back for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, he had that big kid and play haircut.
He did. Yeah. Oh, man, that's good times. Remembering back in those days. Quite an athlete. Well, cool. Yeah, we're still a couple minutes away from tipping things off here. Later this week, we got more high school basketball on WKHM. As our next broadcast Thursday, Connor Dockery heads out to Western as Hastings will take on the Panthers. So a nice Interstate 8 matchup to keep our early season coverage. That'll kind of be our last game before the Christmas break, and then we'll be back at it in early January. You and I, Wednesday afternoon into the night out of Jackson College as the Jets continue their season, a little women's men's doubleheader from Jackson College on Wednesday, Fox Sports 101.9 FM if you're looking for some good basketball. And as usual, I'll encourage you to listen to the radio, but certainly feel welcome to come out and watch that good basketball.
Yeah, that's always fun. It's going to be a good time to start that too. It's just basketball just every day for us, it feels.
Yeah. And you know, when we're not doing games, I'm watching University of Michigan Wolverines look outstanding in the early year. Michigan State Spartans also. Can't wait for that matchup twice this year between those two teams. And, of course, tournament runs always fun with the teams from the Big Ten. So, of course, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, your home for University of Michigan basketball all season.
You're going to get a little Christmas break away from basketball. So
yeah.
Do you have good Christmas plans, Steve?
I mean, I think I'm going to watch the Lions on Christmas Day this year. That's my only plan. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break coming up. We are brought to you by Form Energy. I did want to mention I got tipped off that there's a 7-Eleven exclusive flavor of Form Energy, the Folds of Honor, and it's a cherry flavor. It might be my new favorite.
Okay.
So we have to make 7-Eleven a more regular stop, I guess. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll tip it off. Concord and Hanover Horton on WKHM next.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House, wishing you a joyful Christmas season. To say thank you to this great community, our team is popping up at local coffee shops all over Jackson County throughout the month to treat you to a warm drink, a hot tea, or maybe a little extra shot of energy during this busy holiday season. Be sure to follow the Brokerage House on Facebook and Instagram for dates and locations. May your home be warm, your hearts be full, and your Christmas be bright. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Brokerage House, 517-788-8733.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we get ready for the tip-off, we'll get the starting lineups introduced on the floor. Again, we already mentioned Hanover Horton, the home court team, Brody Bialy, Cameron Sherwood, J.J. Russ, Blake Griffiths, and Jacob Weir, and for the visiting Concord Yellow Jackets, Connor Stevens, Jet Smith, Brady Garrett, Daryl Dean Jr., and Tyler Randall. And it's a little smaller print on the visitor side of the roster here. Brian, it was a struggle early, I think.
And you're getting old, so.
And the eyesight not what it used to be. I needed some specs.
If you're getting old, then I don't know what that makes me.
Well, you've been old. I'm just getting there. You've been there. You paved the way for me.
Already I'm digging Cameron Sherwood's kind of almost mullet-like hair style. So right now, Cameron Sherwood, you're on my all-hair team in Jackson County.
Right.
We'll add to that as we go through the season.
I know we never keep good track of it, but we do give away that award, or at least that membership to that team. J.J. Russ in the middle to jump against the big man, Connor Stevens, 6'5". There you are, seeing a little height advantage there, but Russ is quite an athlete. And better football player than I anticipated. We hadn't seen him play on the gridiron, but we've seen him out here be a good player for a couple years now. And the tap goes to the Yellow Jackets. Concord on the move. Garrett gives it up to the wing. It ends up in Smith's hands, Daryl Dean Jr. rather. Down to the block for Stevens, going to the paint. Double team, skips it across. 3-point shot from the corner. No good. Rattled off of Stevens with the rebound. Looking to put it back up. And has it swatted away and out of bounds.
And first thing you notice of that possession is just how strong Connor Stevens is. We said 6'5" senior. He's built too.
Smith with a missed three. They go back to Stevens in the paint. Works out to get one up. Well defended. Tough shot. Missed it. Rebounded now. The Comets with the ball. Sherwood at the top. Swings it left side for Ruff. Makes a move. Skip pass. 3-point look. And that one's nothing but the bottom of the net for Jacob Weir. And he's on the board. I met his grandfather earlier. WKHM listener. 3-0 Comets.
We called him Weirzy last year. I'm going to stick to it.
Dean Jr., there's one for Jet Smith, and that went up high and missed and rebounded. Concord with another offensive carom and a chance to go again. Stevens in the corner. Skip pass to the top for Garrett. Gives up to Dean Jr. in the corner, and there's a triple for Garrett, and that one rattles out. Rebound going to be squeezed by Russ. Comets come away, keeping them scoreless so far. 3-0 lead. Hanover Horton ball at the top. And now we're going to the corner. Pull up off the dribble for Bialy and has it partially blocked. Concord the other way. And there's Smith firing another triple. Goes up high back rim and rebounded by the Comets. Weir with that board. Gets it off to Sherwood in the open court. Top of the key. Spins away. Dribble to the right wing for Russ. Puts on the deck. Spins. Now gives it up again to the top. Into the corner now for Sherwood. And he shuffle steps back into the corner. Going to get a travel call for that little slide of the feet. Probably the right call there. Turnover, still 3-0 Comets with 6:12 to play first quarter.
Steve, we've seen three misses from Concord from the three-point line early, and you know, we see that a lot of times when we come to this Hanover gym. It's just a different background than what you're used to, almost kind of like a college arena backdrop. It takes a minute to get used to that.
A student section back there with the pajamas on today for Hanover Horton. A little home court advantage. Stevens from the wing. down to the elbow. Now skips it into the corner for Garrett. They leave him alone. He thinks about the three, doesn't take it. Dean Jr. now drives, and he's going to draw a blocking foul. I think that's going to go against Sherwood. That'll be our first foul of the game. And just on the floor, so we'll get an inbound pass here from the baseline. This crack officiating team on top of it.
Corey McCabe, Ray Hall, Norkey.
Inbound, swinging it around from the baseline to the left wing. Now left side for Garrett, trying to get to the Stevens on the block. Turns and faces from the baseline. Works his way into the elbow. Now takes a step, jump hook in the lane, short. Rebound battle, chased down, and Stevens goes all the way into the corner to try to save that one. Great effort, but again, he's finding it tough sledding down there. Russ is putting up a good defense against Stevens in the block.
Yeah, when you look at those two, it looks like it could be big brother, little brother. You know, he's got size, both height and strength, but Russ is tough.
He's got it on the wing right now, dribbling down to the corner, now has to back it out, skips it to the top for Sherwood, swings it left wing. Triple up for Bialy, and that's going to go off heel. Long rebound grabbed by Garrett, and the Yellow Jackets keep it within three. Smith on the run, goes down to the, looking like he's going to drive, and then has it swiped away, and Russ knocks it out of bounds. Last touch Comet, so it'll stay Concord ball from the baseline. Inbound to Stevens, now steps in and all alone. And there's your Jet Smith bucket. 3-2 now the score.
Just lost track of the inbounder. That's the one that's dangerous.
4:52 to play first quarter. 3-2 Comets. They have the ball. Weir from the wing. Now dribbles to the top. Left side Bialy pump fakes. And called for a travel. I didn't see it. I had the little block here from the support beam. But step fake and must have just shrugged that foot. 4:45 to play. 3-2 game. Yellow Jackets a chance to take their first lead.
I'm keeping score up here, both score and bad calls made by Corey McCabe. That's one.
Dean Jr. with it on the wing now, right side. Hands it off to Jet Smith. He's backing in at the elbow. Picks up the dribble. Double team comes, backs it back out to Garrett. Garrett goes left side. Dean Jr.'s got to look at a triple, and that one will go. Bangs it in. And it's a 5-3 lead now for the Comets.
Points a little hard to come by early.
Yeah, both teams defending well. They're really hedging on any drives and closing out on shots. Bialy definitely having a tough time. He's double-teamed in the corner, ripped away. Fast break, Yellow Jackets. Dean Jr. takes it into the paint, elevates, missed it. How did that not go in? Russ cherry-picking a little bit on the fast break and ends up with a layup. We're tied at 5.
So you calling that cherry picking, or did he just really bust out of there after
is seeing
the rebound?
Is that it? I wasn't looking.
No,
was,
I'm with you.
I think he thought that layup was going to go down, and he was just ready to get back on the offense. But in this case, it's tied at 5, and he's the beneficiary of a good rebound by his teammate and a nice outlet. Jet Smith working the perimeter, drives in the paint, jump stop. Defense collapsed but left him alone, and he's able to pivot and take it off the glass. 7-5 for the lead. Now Yellow Jackets, 3:16 to go first quarter. Moving to the right side, there's Russ in the corner against Stevens. Dribbles out to the wing, skips it across. There's Weir pump fake. Scoops one into the corner. Nobody is home, and that's a turnover. It's one of those, you thought your guy was there, and your guy thought he needed a cut. You threw it where he used to be.
Yeah, he kind of threw that, Weir kind of threw a little no-looker over his shoulder, which, you know, that was fine if his man was there. Couldn't really see him.
3:04 to play in the first quarter, 7-5, Yellow Jackets lead, and with the ball, Jess Smith brings it up the floor. And pulls up from deep on the elbow. Probably a bad shot there, but a rebound goes off to Dean Jr. He'll miss the triple, and now the Comets clear it. Get it out into the open court. Running with it is Blake Griffiths. Now he gives it up. Knocked away though on the steal. Dean Jr. looking to penetrate. Goes to the basket up in the air and takes a shoulder bump from J.J. Russ. Goes to the floor. That'll be two shots coming for Dean Jr. Daryl Dean Jr. also fresh into the game now for the Yellow Jackets, Marcus Gill Jr.
That was one where I thought the official was even kind of thinking about perhaps an intentional type foul, because Russ definitely that was frustration. That was just a shove as he was. Dean Jr. was going up for the shot.
He hits the first free throw. Yeah, he didn't really put his arms up even, just kind of a little shoulder.
Yeah.
Shoulder into him. 8-5, 2:36 to play in the first quarter. Concord in front, and with another make, it makes it a 9-5 game. Dean Jr., he's got five, if I'm not mistaken.
He does.
Now some trapping from Concord. Russ gets it at the wing, tries to get into the lane, backs it out. Griffiths open for three at the top. That one goes off side rim. Weir able to take the long rebound and keep it on the Comets' end of the floor. Bielli fires a triple, no good. Another rebound, this time Russ dribbles back out to the top. Now looks to penetrate. Gets down to the block, pumps, elevates, and scores it. J.J. Russ with the basket. And we're going to get a timeout here from the Comets. Full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 9-7. Concord leads 2:09 to play first quarter when we come back on WKHM.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Concord ball at the timeout, a handoff and a dribble around the perimeter. Kind of running a little weave pattern here. Marcus Gill Jr. drives now into the corner for Trenton Frazier into the game. Jeff Smith back in, looking to get to Stevens on the block. He's triple teamed down there, but we get a reach, I think, against the Comets. That is the call. And they're going to give that to Griffiths, I think. No, Tyler Harris. Fresh into the game.
And I think Tyler is a guy that has started a game or two already for Hanover, too. And kind of Coach Birch saying he has about six or seven guys that could be starters.
Stevens with a pass down into the paint. Jump hook, no good. He's struggled shooting, but the defense has been good. But if he keeps getting those looks, they're going to start going in. 9-7 lead for Concord. Comets looking to tie it or go ahead. It's Russ from the wing. Dribbles around to the top. Back cut. Picked up and taken away by Trenton Frazier. And get a foul in the backcourt against the Comets. No foul calls yet against Concord. Leading 9-7, and that's 14 fouls now against the Comets here in the first quarter. Still 84 seconds left in our opening period. 9-7, Yellow Jackets lead. They have the ball. Jet Smith coming up against what looks like a zone here for Hanover.
I was going to say, Tyler Harris just picked up his second within 40 seconds of one another.
Quick. Marcus Gill Jr. hands off to Jet Smith on the weave. He gets into the elbow, backs it out to Dean Jr. for three. That goes off front rim. On the rebound, Stevens gets it, knocks his own guy down. They pass it out to Jet Smith, and he knocks down a triple. And it's a 12-7 lead now for Concord. That's like the fifth or sixth offensive rebound in this quarter, Brian. Just too many chances for Concord. Ross with it on the wing. Working against Gill Jr. now to the top. A triple up goes up. And that's good. That'll stop problems for a moment. Tyler Harris catching and shooting. 12-10. They keep it within two. 30 seconds to play first quarter. Concord working around the perimeter. Out to Jet Smith on the wing. And I was wondering if they would be deliberate here and make sure that there was only one more shot in this quarter.
I've liked what I've seen from Jet Smith, too. He's taking shots when they're there. He's dished it when he's covered.
He drives into the elbow, backs it out. There's a triple for Frazier. No good. Goes up top rim. 1 second. Long up full court, and I don't know if he got that off before the buzzer anyway, but 12-10 is where we settle after one. Concord with the lead on the road. Back in 60 seconds with the second quarter on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Kings Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter underway here, Comet ball to start. Working it over to Russ on the wing and fired it a little too hot. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. Unforced turnover here by the Comets. Blake Griffiths firing it over there.
And that Concord D already puts enough pressure on you. You don't need to give them free ones.
Some of those things that happen when you get sped up like that.
Yep.
Working against that pressure.
Especially coming out of the quarter there, you know, you have a play set up probably.
Concord ball now. Chet Smith on the wing. Looking down to a back cutting. Marcus Gill Jr. Alley-oop takes it and puts it off the window for a bucket. 14-10 lead for Concord.
Jet Smith making another good basketball play. Seeing Gill open.
Nice shot by Gill to creep in there. Yeah, look for those little spots, soft spots against those zones. By Alley working against some pressure on the perimeter. Gives it up to Russ. Gill Jr. out to card him. Left wing now for Weir. Gets a screen. Dribbling across to the top. Now swings it right side. From the wing down to the block is By Alley. One-on-one there. Looks to turn and face. And very aggressive defense on him by Fraser, and that's going to get a foul call in the corner. First foul against Concord on the day.
Concord is playing some tough half-court D. Everything's having to be worked for, except for that.
Inbound to Ross, and he's able to capitalize on some confusion and get a layup. That's a couple easy buckets we've seen on those inbounds under the basket. 14-12, Comets keeping pace right now with the Yellow Jackets. 6:48 to play. Corner three for Stevens, and that's a miss. Rebounded by Marcus Gill Jr. Off to the top for Jet Smith. Pump fakes, drives, now clears it into the corner. Triple for Frazier, no. Jet Smith chasing down the rebound. Smith on the wing, he'll pull up a triple, no. Another rebound attempt, this time by Alley, able to pull it out of there, and he'll bring it up the floor for the Comets. Gives it up to Ross, deep on the wing. Fake pass, now looks to penetrate to the block, or the elbow there. Spins away, now down to Bialy on the baseline. And had a good look at it, but didn't quite have total control of the basketball. Now a move down the lane on the fast break for Jet Smith. Has it knocked away from him and out of bounds. It'll be Concord ball.
Steve, it's taken me 10 minutes of game time to go. I'm about ready to just go ahead and officially announce that Jet Smith's going to be on my list of favorite players in the area to watch. Let's get a good dynamic game. Again, making the right basketball players. You know, he's getting into the lane. If he's covered, he's kicking it.
Plays fast but under control.
They're going to make that three. Oh.
They make great cut. Got an open look. Missed the triple, though. Rebounded by Stevens. Another offensive rebound for the Yellow Jackets, rather. Smith making a move, gets in, penetration, dishes out, triple goes up, missed, but a rebound for Stevens again. Second chance points for Concord right now. Big helper for them. A missed three there by Garrett, but a knockdown layup putback for Stevens. By Alley at the top now for the Comets, right wing. Griffiths skips it across. Weir at the top, now right wing for Sherwood. He puts up a three. Long rebound chased into the corner. It's caught out of bounds, and that'll be Concord ball. Little chase into the corner with Blake Griffiths.
Boy, right now, doesn't it appear like Hanover's really settling for a lot of threes?
And not necessarily getting a lot of good ball movement,
yeah.
Sort of tossing them up. 5:21 to play in the half, 16-12. Concord has felt like they've been outplaying the Comets, but not able to stretch out the lead very much. Really need to see some box out. But you pointed out every year at some point when you go out there and play that zone defense, it's tough to find the guy to box out when the shot goes up and you end up giving up a lot of offensive rebounds.
Well, you better find Stevens. Because he's going to get him.
Yeah.
Although he's out there at the three-point line right now.
It's a good patience by Concord right now, working against this zone and just moving around the perimeter. Back caught. Oh, Al-Hugh Stevens got up there for it. And that would have been a highlight of the year level if he is able to flush that. Just a back cut and an alley-oop to Stevens, and he just couldn't quite put it down. But he was up there.
Yeah, that was a good pass by Brady Garrett, too.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of a tough pass if you're not used to practicing that.
4:39 now to go in the half, and Comets can cut it back to two or closer. 16-12, they trail, working over right side. Griffiths hands off. Down to the block, and a shot goes up. Missed it. And on the rebound, Stevens grabs the rebound and draws a foul. Fresh into the game for the Comets, and missing that shot was Adam Lay. I think he almost had a tackle on that one.
Yeah. I think Lay, if I'm not mistaken, maybe was given All-State football honors, and looks like he was kind of carrying it over into the basketball floor. But Stevens can handle it.
Yeah.
He's a wagon. He's taking a break now.
Break right now.
Yep. Colton Gray.
Colton Gray now in the middle for the Yellow Jackets. Pass goes off his hands. He's not loose yet. He's not warming up yet.
That's right.
Sticking to that high post as they work the perimeter against his own defense for the Comets. Smith in the corner now to the top. Frazier slides it over left side for Gene Jr. Now he dribbles back across the top right wing. Got to swing that all the way around, fellas. There's Dean Jr. Gets a step, squeezes through a lane, missed it, and there's Bialy with the rebound. He'll dribble it up the floor for the Comets. Trailing 12-16, gives up the rear, goes baseline. And one-handed floater. We're going to get a foul on the floor. Almost looked like Weir kind of initiated that contact. Made the floater, but it won't count as we get a foul call on the floor. That'll be an inbound pass for the Comets. 3:42 to go first half, 16-12. Concord in front right now.
The foul went to Brady Garrett. It's just his first.
Just two team fouls on Concord all game. Russ back into the tilt. Out to the top. Griffiths swinging it around to the right wing for Harris. Bialy on the left wing. Cleans some space. Puts it on the deck. Skips it across. Harris. Russ now with it on the right wing. Back to the top. Harris swings it left wing. Griffiths dribbling against pressure. Double team comes. Now he picks up the dribble, stuck, and we'll get somebody a little overzealous on the reach.
Well, that's kind of a tough call, I thought, on Frazier. It's going to be his second. Looked like just a good double team there.
3:14 left in this half. Still 16-12. Comets keep possession. Bialy will inbound, gives it into Russ in the corner. Out to the top for Harris. Bialy coming off the screen, they switched it, so they go over to Griffiths' right side. Gets in, jump stop from the elbow. Floater, no. Stevens goes up high for the rebound, pulls it down, gives it up to Jet Smith, running the floor now. Right in the middle to the lane, scoops it into the corner. Triple, no. Garrett missed that one. Another offensive rebound for Concord. And Stevens getting it out now. Smith will take the triple, and he misses again. Stevens again. Put back good.
Man, am I going to add him to my list of favorite players, too?
Just fine. And getting down there, getting those offensive rebounds, and the putback, 2:35 to go. Now the lead is 18-12. Left side Harris now for the Comets. Looking against Frazier there. Dribbles down, looks to feed into the paint, and we're going to get a call, a timeout from the Comet bench.
It's a good timeout, too. Comets were kind of unsure of what was happening.
Yeah. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 2:22 to play. 18-12 Comets trail on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House, wishing you a joyful Christmas season. To say thank you to this great community, our team is popping up at local coffee shops all over Jackson County throughout the month to treat you to a warm drink, a hot tea, or maybe a little extra shot of energy during this busy holiday season. Be sure to follow the Brokerage House on Facebook and Instagram for dates and locations. May your home be warm, your hearts be full, and your Christmas be bright. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Brokerage House. 517-788-8733.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hanover Horton basketball out of the timeout here. 2:22 to go. 12-18 they trail. Baielli drops it into Russ. Now comes and grabs it out of the wing. He works across the top, calling for a screen. Now hands it off. The drive from Griffiths into the elbow area, passes back out to Russ, left wing. He works across to the top. Right wing now, Harris, two steps behind the arc. Dribbles across the top of the key, backs it out, left wing. And there's a drive by Griffiths, floater from the elbow, no good. Rebounded Concord.
Stings tough and sledding inside with Stevens, man, in the middle.
Yeah. Smith swings it now. Dean Jr. in the corner, dribbling out. Gives it up to Smith. Crossover into the paint, drops it down for a layup. Good floor vision there by Jet Smith, and he sets up Colton Gray for the bucket. And it's 20-12, largest lead of the game for the Yellow Jackets. 90 seconds to play in the half.
We got another reach. Yeah. Here's where the officials, they're calling a lot of these reach-ins. This is where, as a player, you got to kind of recognize that, and you got to knock it off. Keep your hands in.
Play with your feet.
That's right.
But they are, I mean, I think Concord just feels like this is a moment where they could seize control. There's Russ kind of forcing one, thought he maybe drew contact, no call. And now a run out for Concord and a baseline drive for Dean Jr. And there's the there's our first one of those pump fake takeoff travels of the game. Usually get at least one, sometimes 15. Minute 20 to go.
Yeah, I've played with that official, and he would never have made that move because he would have just shot it.
And here comes Griffiths for the Comets, looking for a backup for Sherwood. Nothing there. Goes other side, and Harris with another floater. Goes up, rebound battle out long, and tap to Jet Smith on the run. Right place, right time for the guard from Concord. Holds it out to set up the offense. Drives into the paint. Spins away. Fader no good. Rebound grabbed by Griffiths. Under a minute now. 20-12. Concord leads. Comets on the run out. Into the corner. There's a Sherwood triple. Off the heel. Up high. Rebounded again. Stevens. And he gives it to Smith in the open floor. And with 40 seconds, they're going to hold it out for one. Leading 20-12, Concord ball. Dean Jr. coming around the perimeter. They'll run that little weave that they run. Garrett over to Smith again from the left wing to the top. Dean Jr. takes. Hands off. Other side, Garrett. Back out to Smith. Down to 19 seconds.
8-point lead. I like this. You know I like holding it for one.
That ball control offense. Smith. Now looking to make a move of 6 seconds. Pull up triple off the heel. And that time rebounded by Russ, and he'll fire one. That hits the support beam in the Hanover Horton gym ceiling. And 12-20, the Comets will have to go in the locker room trailing at home. Concord, we'll talk about it. Brian, I thought they had a chance to be up more than that. We'll discuss when we come back. 3-minute break here at the half. 20-12, Concord leads it on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
It is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
From all of us at Wilby Transitmix and Phelps Towing, we would like to wish you all a happy holiday season. Our family-owned businesses are thriving today thanks to years of servicing Jackson County and the surrounding areas with quality concrete and building supplies, as well as being there for the community in your time of need. We want to send a sincere thank you to all who continue to be an integral part of our businesses and also to those who help and support us every day. Without the customers and relationships we've built through the years, we wouldn't be able to be a part of the ever-expanding growth in the area. Thank you again and have a healthy and prosperous new year.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. 20-12 is the Concord advantage. And Brian, I said going into the break that I think Concord could be up by a lot more. They shot poorly from three-point land. Good looks that just weren't falling. But if a couple more of those start going down, this could get out of hand in a hurry.
Yeah, you and I always look to look and see, like, how easily baskets are coming or shots are coming. And right now on the Concord side, it feels like, you know, they're being patient. And I know Hanover's in that zone, but Concord's still penetrating it and getting open looks. And on the Hanover offensive side, everything's coming very well guarded. Yeah. We have a couple of numbers to prove it.
Yeah, well, the thing that stood out, I think, very clearly from the get-go was the offensive rebounding advantage for Concord, and the statistics bared that out. 12 offensive rebounds for Concord in this one, and zero for Horton. So it's hard to score more than 12 points when you're one and done, and Concord cleaning the glass on both ends, and Connor Stevens is the primary beneficiary of those statistics. He's had a great game. So far, has been a big important part for this 8-point lead.
Yeah, I wish we had some individual numbers because I think Connor, he has to have 8 boards of those right now. And you're right. You mentioned it during the game, Hanover in that zone, and with Concord having 10 offensive rebounds, it is just easier when there's nobody that has specific men to box out. Concord taking advantage of that, and that's what you got to do against the zone, you know, get good shots and then hit the glass, and Concord's doing a great job of both of those things.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Chet Smith, their leading scorer, hasn't come out and forced anything. The offense just kind of comes out of the set, and he big part of triggering the offense for the rest of his teammates too, and I think that's what we like to see out of a guy who's, you're going to be the leading scorer, the focal point, got to be out there ready to set up your teammates. And I think about Baielli right now, the leading scorer, 21.5 a game for Concord, or for Hanover Horton, and shut out in the first half. Big goose egg, and noticeably, even the shots he did get were not coming easy at all. clearly something that Concord worked on this week to try to lock him out.
Yeah, Jet Smith, I mentioned during game he was going to be on my favorite player list, and I'll let you know when he makes a bad basketball decision. Right now, I haven't seen one.
All right, well, let's do the numbers points-wise anyway for both teams.
Okay, well, for Concord, we had Connor Stevens with 4 points and a ton of boards and some block shots doing it all for Concord. Jet Smith, as we mentioned, leading scorer with 7. Marcus Gill Jr. with 2. Daryl Dean Jr. with 5. And Colton Gray with 2.
And not a lot of points to go around, just 20-12 to score here, but Even with that low number, that 7-point output for Jet Smith definitely means he's going to have a target in the second half for the whatever the Comets do defensively.
Yeah, and Brady Garrett, who I did not mention in the scorebook, he hadn't scored yet. He got some good shots off in and out a few times. Jet Smith getting him some open looks. I bet you he'll make a couple threes in the second half. We'll see.
Does a good job of finding that open spot on the floor. How about for the Comets, 12 points?
Well, for the Comets, 12 points, it's coming to just 3 players, and that's Jacob Weir with 3, Tyler Harris with 3, both with 3-pointers, so one basket each, and then J.J. Russ with 6. You know, I said Tyler and Jacob both with a 3-pointer made. Hanover squad, 2-for-18 from the 3-point line in the first half. That's not going to get it done against a good Concord squad.
Yeah, and like we'll say, the difference in missed threes for Hanover Horton versus Concord is Concord's were wide open and they're just not falling. Sometimes Hanover Horton feels like they're settling for a 3-point shot, and in some cases the feet aren't set. It's not a good look. So I'm sure they'll clean that up in the second half. I think, you know, even with that 8-point disadvantage, I expect Hanover Horton to come out and try to make a run at it here in the third and probably come out very aggressive at the start of the second half.
Coach Birch might want to look in the rule book and find out if he can pull up any seventh graders, because Ethan Pond poured in 30 for the Hanover seventh grade team tonight. They might be able to use him.
All right. Well, let's take a 2-minute break. When we come back, second half, 20-12, Concord leads Hanover Horton here at Hanover Horton High School on WKHM.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24-7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford. Rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're just about ready for the second half to get started. And I see the starters on the floor for the Comets. And I'll say that is accurate for the Yellow Jackets as well.
Although, is that Tyler Rundle? I'm seeing number 22. Have we called him?
No, I mean, he was listed in the pregame as a starter.
Okay, yeah. He's been quiet the first half.
They went to Fraser for a while, actually, early. Concord ball to start. Dean Jr. posts up a nice quick move to the middle. Missed that shot, but what a good move to get a real open look. 20-12, and Comets clear that rebound, keeping them off the offensive glass at least here early. Griffiths under pressure from Garrett, trying to get it into the wing for Weir, and he'll have to dribble back away. Now makes a move to the basket, and we'll get a timeout right away from the Comets bench.
I like the way Garrett D's up on the ball. Does a good job of anticipating, not fouling.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to take a timeout here, Steve.
No, we'll stick here. Okay. Mention some of our sponsors, including Tom Coffee Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Jackson Public Schools, one of our sponsors this year. Looking forward to having, I think we got Jackson and Everett coming up on the schedule.
New coaching regime over there.
Yeah.
Coach Barnes out.
Well, yeah, we'll miss
drawing
the...
Blanco, who's taking his place right now.
But we're going to miss the Milton Barnes, who's starting tonight question, because he just gave you that I'm not sure look every time.
He'd like to kind of get a feel for things.
He did. All right, out of the timeout. Starters stay on the floor for the Comets. They get it into Weir on the wing, now to Sherwood at the top. Going back to Weir, left wing. Sherwood at the top, back to Weir. Dribbles, picks it up, now back to the top for Bialy. Got kind of a 2-3 zone going for the Comets right now, or for the Concord Yellow Jackets, rather. Down to the baseline for Russ, up to the top, swings around Bialy. Sherwood at the top of the key. I like the ball movement from Hanover Horton here for moments. There's Weir stepping back, almost took the triple, goes to Bialy, deep left wing. Top of the key for Griffiths. Down to Sherwood on the block. Backs it out by Alley with some space to get a three away. No good. Rebounded. Stevens gets it to Jet Smith on the run. Stops and pulls from the left wing for three off the heel. Long rebound. Stevens gets another offensive rebound for the Yellow Jackets. Smith drives into the elbow. Backs it back out to Stevens at the top. Right wing. Smith bumps across the top. Left wing. Dean Jr. running the weave here out on the wing. Garrett Smith drives, loses his footing, gets caught for travel. Nice quick move, just a little slip.
Yeah. Might be some moisture on the floor, just lost the footing.
Yeah. I haven't seen him do that dust off your shoes move. There it goes.
Yeah, there you go.
6:22 to go third quarter. 20-12 scoreless here in the second half so far. Comets really taking long possessions against this zone from Concord. By Alley. Works right side for Russ. Looking down to the block, jab step. Now he looks to drive, gets into the elbow, scoops it out for Griffiths. Looking for Sherwood in the corner. Back cut down to the block, spin move up in the air and missed the shot. And just kind of lost his location on the spin move. And that'll be a turnover for the Comets on a missed shot.
Yeah, and Concord flipping back to man on that. I think went zone that possession after a Hanover timeout just to kind of befuddle their play.
Top of the key for Stevens. Works left side, down to Dean Jr. on a post-up. Gets it to his teammate coming across and bounces off, but recovered by Concord. It's Tyler Rundle. Now they back it back out, and Garrett will re-space things for Concord. 5:30 to play in the third. Garrett to the left side. Smith pump fakes, now drives. Gets down the lane, finger roll. Almost swiped away by Russ, but he gets it to go in, and that breaks the scoring drought here to start the second half with 5:18 to go. It's 22-12, 10, the largest lead now for Concord.
This 10-point lead, a little more than a normal 10-point lead, the way points are hard to come by as well.
Russ out of the corner, dribbles into the middle, now at the elbow, backs it away, and hit Smith tried to pick his pocket. He did slap him across the wrist. We'll see some Concord faithful here not liking that call, but he did get him on the wrist. It's still a nice defensive play and is inches away from being spectacular in a breakout layup instead. Inbound pass from the baseline for the Comets. 22-12, they trail. 5:02 to play here in the third. And the inbound is a floater back to Russ. Goes into Bialy down in the block. Pumps a couple times. Now a fader up over Rundle. Couldn't get it to fall. Concord running the floor. Smith backs it out to Stevens for a triple. And that falls off the heel. Smith down on the block. Offensive rebound in the left-handed putback. It's like they just changed roles there. Stevens missed the three, and Smith with the offensive rebound. Russ gets a drive deep into the paint, and got to expect him to finish that when he floats it over front rim, and it's the first bucket of the half for the Comets nearly halfway through.
And Russ has the only 4 points from Hanover here in the last, about 13 game minutes.
Smith out on the perimeter now for Concord into the elbow. Double team is there, splits it. Has to back it out, though. Dean Jr. will catch and fire for three. Missed. Offensive rebound. Stevens again. Pump fake for Garrett. Sidesteps the defense. Three-pointer up and goes above the backboard and off the support. And it'll be out of bounds on Concord. Comets coming away with a stop there, fortunately.
Another pretty good look by Garrett. That shot does not look too bad. Again, he no points for him, but he's played great D and taken good shots. Just can't get one to fall right now.
Yeah, as you mentioned, he's been kind of the pressure guy on that ball handler. Griffiths bringing it up the floor primarily here for the Comets. Goes left side for Bialy. Looking to get down to the block. They get it down to Weir. He has his shot blocked. Turns to pull up, and Rondo swats that away. And out of bounds, last touch Comets. Concord defense continues to be effective here, holding Comets to just 14 with 3:45 to play in the third. Now, to be fair, Concord's only man is 24, yeah. So it's not as though they've been lighting it up. But
Hanover's playing pretty good D, too.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that Weir shot there, not that it's ever happened to me, but get one blocked and it goes off you. It's a little salt in the wound.
Yep. Smith bringing it up now for Concord. Clearing Garrett out of that left wing, looking down to Stevens. No, fires a triple and hits. It's been struggle from there, but if he heats up on three, Jet Smith could open this one wide open, and it kind of already has, 27-14.
14 for Jet Smith now, have over half the points.
Bialy with an open look from the top and gets one to fall. Good answer by the Comets there, keeping it at a 10-point game, down to 3:10 to play third quarter.
That's a big one for both him personally and the team.
First points of the game. Again, he's averaging 21.5 on the year and now just three. So we're almost three quarters into this game. Down to Stevens, and Bialy jumps down on the block, saves it in, and they can't get the run out to go, and now we'll get a foul call in the open floor, and I think it's going to go against
Tyler Harris. Tyler's kind of been the wrong guy at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
That's three fouls on him.
27-17 Concord ball after the foul and on the sideline with the 10-point lead. 2:50 to play third quarter. Sherwood's going to come back in for Harris. And it's the starters back for the Comets. Still the starters for Concord. No, Fraser is back in for Rundle. Stevens at the top, steps back, pulls a three, rattles in, comes out. Good rebound by Sherwood. Even boxing out there near the three-point line. Sherwood brings it up the floor. Left side, pump fake from Griffiths. Now pull up off the run. Missed it. Rebound, Concord. Smith running up the right sideline. Now moves to the middle of the floor, drives, drops it down to Fraser. Good hands by Sherwood to get the steal, and then the two-on-one break. Bialy will take it in and lay it up, and that's his fifth point. And they cut the lead to 8.
Sometimes a good score just needs to see one fall, and maybe that'll be Bialy here.
2 minutes to play here, third quarter. 27-19. Marcus Gill Jr. into the game now for Concord. They get it to Smith on the right wing. Penetrates, gets into the air, and takes the floater. Felt the contact. They're going to say it was on the floor.
You know, even then I thought Jet Smith was going to maybe pass it, but he heard that whistle and went ahead and got that shot up. Smart ball player.
Yep. Minute 50 now in the third. Bialy ties his shoelace. Kind of understated shoes for him. Everybody's got such vibrant shoes these days. Two different colored shoes for Marcus Gill Jr. He drives. He had a shot block, but it looked like there was contact, and so that'll be free throws for Marcus Gill Jr.
Get J.J. Russ. It's going to be his second. Just third team foul on the Comets, and with minute 46. Need to get to five before anybody's shooting.
And there's a make. Like 3 for 3 from the line now for Concord.
Yeah, very astute observation.
So we haven't seen a lot of free throw attempts, really.
Marcus Gill bring it around his back before he shoots the free throw. I feel like you better make it if you're going to do that.
He missed the second one. Rebounded and Sherwood up the floor, left side. Russ takes one way, drives into the paint, elevates. Floater, no. Hung on the rim for a while. Came off and knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Comets, Concord ball.
Steve, I'm getting an update over at Michigan Center. Big one in the Cascades. Columbia Central leading 21-15 with 3 minutes to go in the half.
That was what we had scheduled for last Wednesday and canceled due to weather, rescheduled for tonight, but we were already promised to be here. Enjoying a good one ourselves. Cascades conference action. Down to Stevens on the block. Triple teamed as it knocked away. Ross comes up with a loose ball. He'll look to dribble up the floor now for Hanover Horton to trigger the offense. Left cut back of the basket out the top of the key. Really pressured out there by Fraser. Now left side for Weir. He's going to get pressured. Left wing Ross penetrates into the air. Scoops it. Tries to give it up for Sherwood cutting to the basket. But it's knocked away.
A lot of dribbling right now from this Hanover squad against some good pressure Concord D. That's usually a bad recipe.
Dropping it into Ross. He nearly has it stolen on the inbound pass. Backing it in against Stevens. Fader jumper left it short. Rebounded by Stevens. Now he'll look to run for the Yellow Jackets. 28-19. They lead. Stevens into the paint. Tries to pass it out. Has it knocked away and out of bounds.
Stevens got a little head of steam bringing it coast to coast after that rebound. And I tell you what, that's when if I'm him, I'm taking it to the hole and see if anyone has the courage to stand in there and take a charge.
I know
that's a lot of human being coming at you.
And we saw them go with that lob pass for the dunk. I'd like to see him in transition go in there and see if he can't hammer one down. Garrett to Smith from the wing. Spins into the air. Lefty finish. Got it. Highlight reel play there for the Jet, spinning from the elbow and landed up with the left hand. 30-19, 11 now the largest lead of the game. 22 seconds to play third quarter into the corner for Lay. He passes out. Now to the top for Baielli. Goes left side for Weir. Weir pushing off Stevens. Back out to Baielli, pressured right out there by Fraser. Goes left side, pull up on the baseline, lost it on the way up with the help defense from Smith. He stepped on the end line as he was taken off.
And Smith wanted a little push. I think Baielli did kind of give him a little nudge, almost in frustration.
If I had to guess, I'd say that did ultimately come after he had stepped on the baseline trying to take off. But 3.0 on the clock in delay. Passes to Baielli and has a shot blocked by Stevens at the buzzer. Three quarters in the books. 30-19 is our score. Let's go ahead and take 60 seconds. Fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, we got 8 minutes to play in this one. And 30-20. We missed it at the end of there. The block shot actually got a foul call on it, and Bielli split a pair of free throws during the break. That gives us our 10-point deficit here for the Comets. So they did a good job of not losing any ground there in that quarter, but they weren't able to really gain anything either. And they'll need a really good run here in this fourth quarter if they want to overcome this deficit.
Yeah, Hanover scoring 8 points in that third quarter after having just 12 in the first half.
If nothing else, they can hope that Bielli continues to unleash a little bit, as he had six of the eight in that quarter.
Yep.
The two leading scorers for both teams really shown in that third quarter, as Smith continues to score well as well. Griffiths bringing it up now for Comets, goes right side for Sherwood. Down to the block for Lay. Back to the basket. Backs it out to Sherwood behind the arc. And there's Smith playing the passing lane. Breakaway. Gets in the air. Draws the contact and finishes. Jet Smith with the steal, the breakaway, the layup, and chance at the three-point play.
Yeah, like I said, I'll let you know when he does something that I don't like. And
he hasn't let you down yet.
Silent. Yep. Smith with 18 points now, going to the line.
Harrison Russ come back in for the Comets, and Lay and Griffiths will go to the bench. Smith's free throw goes. 33-20. And 13 now becomes the largest lead of the game for the Concord Yellow Jackets with 7.5 to go. Sherwood left side. Russ behind the arc. And crossover dribble goes up. They'll call that a turnover, and Russ on another run out with a layup.
Yeah, he had Stevens with him, and I didn't know if the Jet might throw one off the backboard or something, but he took the easy bucket.
Pass in the corner for Weir. Quick trigger. Overthrows that one. Air ball rebounded by Stevens. Smith cuts. Elevates at the elbow. Floater goes. And that'll draw a timeout from the Comets bench. 7-0 run to start the quarter, and with 7:06 to play, we'll take a 30-second commercial break. 37-20, Concord leads on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Seven minutes, 6 seconds to go here in this one, 37-20. It's got to be, it's a tough feeling when you're in the Comets and you're down 17 and you've only got 20 points in the game. You nearly have to double your point total, and now you have 7 minutes to do it.
Yeah, and just everything coming tough. And it's, I'm going to give credit to the Concord defense.
Mm-hmm. Great job on the ball for all of the defenders. You want to pick out, you know, one or two guys, but really they've all defended on every ball handler very well.
Yeah, Brady Garrett has really stood out to me defensively. And Jet Smith on the offensive end, but he's doing it both ways with good anticipation, too.
Yeah.
Picking his spots.
He just sees the floor really well on both ends. Sherwood against pressure. Picks it up. Gets it up to the top by Ellie. He'll look to drive. Help comes. Drops it down to Sherwood on the block. Gets up in the air. And Stevens deflected it a little. Must have got him on the arm. Stevens didn't really elevate. Sherwood will go to the free throw line for the Comets.
Yeah, you can tell that this Concord defense is well coached, too. Like, they're on help side where they're supposed to be. They're in the midline. You know, they're not catching themselves out of position. Impressive.
Sherwood drills the free throw.
I don't know if you'd make the free throw, but Cameron sure would.
That's awful. We'll take it.
Yeah, it's a 16-point game in the fourth. Those are when those poke around.
That one was missed and rebounded by Colton Gray. Dean Jr. in the full court. Sherwood steps up. There's a lot of contact. Sherwood goes down, no call. Rebounded by the Concord Yellow Jackets, and a triple for Marcus Gill Jr., and that counts. And that make it 40-21. Russ takes the pass from the corner, jump stops and elevates, and he's able to score one down on the baseline.
It's almost like Russ does that every now and then, and you are asking yourself, boy, he needs to do that a little bit more.
Transition basket, 40-23, though, Concord, well in control. Smith drives, feeds the corner, three, no good. Rebounded Dean Jr., and the putback goes. Another offensive rebound for Concord. Second chance points, big difference in this game, 42-23.
Dean Jr.'s done some nice things, too.
Yeah. 5:45 to play. There's Bielli spotting up for a three. Goes up high and comes through. A little shooter's high roll. And 26-42 they trail.
Well, I thought that one is almost hitting the bracket of the backboard. That thing went up real high.
It went up way high. Splashed right in. Dean Jr. swings it. Smith from the right side. Takes a couple dribbles in and pull-up Jay. 15 feet and drills it. 5:12 to play.
Jet Smith is announcing his presence.
Weir out on the wing to the top for Bielli. Dribbles in, steps back, fires a three. Gets hit on the wrist on the release. And that'll be three free throws coming for Bielli.
Yeah, that was one where Marcus Gill Jr. just got let that. You know, you can test without sweeping it.
Mm-hmm. 5:02 left here, 44-26, make it 44-27 as Bielli hits that free throw.
Bielli up to 10 points now after being held scoreless in the first half.
And gets two out of the three. Chance to go three for three here. Give a little life to the Comets. And he got all three. 44-29, 15 is the deficit. Got to get stops. Dean Jr. dribbles to the top. Now works over to the right wing. Back to the top of the key near the jump circle for Marcus Gill. Gives it to Smith. He drives, spins in the air. Tough shot missed and rebounded by Russ. He'll pull it out and put it on the deck. Smith still trying to pressure him in the back. Good job by Russ to handle the ball away from him. Into the corner, Weir fires a triple. That one overcooked. Airballed again. That looked like the last one, only from the other side. It was the mirror image of his last three-point attempt. And Comets with some pressure, create a turnover. There's Bielli on the run. He's going to get in and float one. Good defense by Smith to make that a tough shot. Couple of taps and rebounded, and Harris leaves his floater short.
Some tough misses there for Hanover.
Needed that bucket after getting that turnover. Dean Jr. drives down and swatted away. Weir with the block on the shot attempt by Colton Gray. Going the other way. Sherwood gets into the paint, gets a floater to go, and draws a whistle.
Thought they might get him with a double dribble. Instead, they got Gray, I believe. Sherwood with the and one attempt here.
3:52 to go, and they cut the lead now to 13. It seemed like they've gotten some turnovers or some our defensive rebounds and they've been able to get scores in transition rather than getting stuck in the half-court defense from Concord that they've had troubles with. So if Hanover looks to run, he hits the free throw and cuts it to 12. 3:49 to play. Not out of the question. Comets getting some life. We'll get a timeout from Coach Gill. Full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 3:45 to play when we come back. 44-32. Comets trail but making a run on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence.
With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
From all of us at Wilby Transitmix and Phelps Towing, we would like to wish you all a happy holiday season. Our family-owned businesses are thriving today thanks to years of servicing Jackson County and the surrounding areas with quality concrete and building supplies, as well as being there for the community in your time of need. We want to send a sincere thank you to all who continue to be an integral part of our businesses and also to those who help and support us every day. Without the customers and relationships we've built through the years, we wouldn't be able to be a part of the ever-expanding growth in the area. Thank you again and have a healthy and prosperous new year.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Court basketball, inbound goes to Garrett. Dribbles left side, Dean Jr. there coming around for the weave. Hands off to Jet Smith, gives back to Garrett. And now that's Rundle back into the game. Dean Jr. into the corner, Garrett looks at the three, doesn't take, dribbles out and clears players away. Smith dribbles into the elbow area, gets a double team, does get it out of there without turning over. Dean Jr. swings it, the three-point look goes up, and that's short from Garrett. Rebound into the corner, he gets his own board. Stevens skips it across. Dean Jr. open for the triple. And nothing but net. 47-32, push the lead back out to 15 with 3 minutes to go.
It's Dean Jr.'s second three-pointer of the night with 10 points.
Right side, Sherwood. Dribbles into the elbow, now down the lane, lefty finish, no. Sherwood going up for his own rebound, couldn't grab it. Saved. I think Smith was out of bounds when he touched, but no. Officials on top of it. He did go into the student section for Hanover Horton, but back on his feet. Smith has the ball now near the half-court line. Dean Jr. out there, double-team comes, gets it away to Smith. Drives in, gives it up to Garrett in the corner. He dribbles back out to the top. 2.5 to play, 47-32 Concord. Skip it across to Dean Jr. He splits the D down the lane. Layup. No. Kind of lost it on the catch, but able to get it up on the rim. Missed the shot. Rebound Comets in the open floor. And Dean Jr. going to hustle back and actually commit the foul. And that'll be Comet ball from the sideline.
Yeah, this is that kind of tough play here. Up 15. There's two and a half minutes left. You know, I don't know if you can just dribble out the clock. I don't mind Dean Jr. taking that in. It was good. You know, if you get a layup, mm-hmm. It was open.
The inbound goes to Weir, and he slides in, misses the finger roll, though. Uncontested, and just put it up too quick. 47-32 in Concord with the ball.
Weir probably thought Stevens was around.
Right. Definitely aware that he's down there, 6'5", with some hops. Concord trying to eat some clock here. Under 2 minutes now into the corner for Garrett. He'll back it back out as he's done four or five times in a row now. Dribbles along to the left side. Comets coming out to double Smith at the jump circle. Garrett goes away from some pressure, gets it to Smith. Now he penetrates into the air. Right-handed finger roll. And that falls. 49-32, and there you go. They were ready to go four corners. They get a chance to penetrate, and he takes the layup. There's Bialy making a move down the baseline, splits some defense. Kind of a jump floater. Missed it, but goes to the free throw line.
I think both officials blowing the whistle at the same time. Not sure who they got, but Bialy will be at the line.
He will stick that free throw home. 89 seconds to play, 49-33.
Bialy's made his last five in a row. 5 for 6 from the straight.
I don't know if he's going to get to 21.5, but definitely recovering from that scoreless first half to have a decent stat number in the scorebook. It's not going to help close this game out, but we'll get a timeout on the floor with minute 29 to go. We'll keep it here. Brian, we had a score update at the half. Columbia Central, Michigan Center.
Yeah, what did I see? Columbia Central ahead 30-23.
And then we had a final. It was Manchester and Jonesville. It was 36-28.
Yes.
There we go. That was a final from earlier in the night. the rugged Cascades. 49-34 here with just a minute 29 to play. You don't really feel like at this point that's enough time. The Comets did make a run when it got up to about 20, and they were able to cut it down to, I think, 12, actually, and then another little run by Concord kind of put it back out of reach. But, again, both teams defended well. Concord's going to be a tough matchup for a lot of teams. They had a couple close ones there in the out there in the Big 8 with Quincy. They beat them by 11, but 53-51 over Bronson, so... It's going to be a fun league to kind of keep an eye on. Spring Court's going to be pretty good.
That Concord-Springport game would be a good game.
Concord ball out of the timeout here. Some pressure full court by the Comets. They get it into Smith. Double team at the sideline. Back in the backcourt for Garrett. Got to get over the timeline. They do to get it to Stevens. Smith comes down. He's going to drive. Puts the layup up. Too strong. Rebounded by the Comets. By Ellie, trying to go down the lane. We'll get a reach in. That'll be a 15 foul against Concord as well. So Hannibal Horton should be shooting free throws.
The officials tonight have been consistent. If you're reaching, they're calling it.
Yeah.
We've all had coaches yelling at us, as you mentioned earlier, play with your feet.
Just some days it gets called more than others, and you know if you would come off a game previously where you were getting away with it, then it's tough to turn that on and off.
Yep. But that is one of the things. Like it's like a golfer adjusting to speed of greens. As a player, you got to adjust to how officials are going to officiate the game too.
True.
Bailey, another two free throws.
And if it helps them stay aggressive defensively, and they have to give up a few reaching fouls, I think they'll take that trade as long as it keeps them aggressive.
Yeah, and you know what? We've seen Concord enough tonight to know that's going to be their style of play, right? They're going to be aggressive and get a lot of steals. And then next when that's not being called, they're going to get a few more.
Well, court pressure as Dean Jr. slides around Griffiths, but he's going to get Griffiths for the body contact. So we're at 66 seconds. 49-36, they've cut it to 13 here.
It's the last couple minutes taking a little bit.
Yeah. Inbound Jet goes up in the air, gets it away to Stevens. Double team comes there, skips it across. Garrett dribbles away from pressure. Gets it back out to Smith. They go double him. High post Stevens, left side Dean Jr., 49 seconds. Again, 49-36 here, left side Dean Jr. Four corners, eating some clock. Fraser drives in a little bit, gets it back out to Smith. Now Stevens in the corner. Pass it out to Garrett, and you can see the Comets finally getting tired. And they'll roll it out this last 28 seconds. 49-36 should end up our final. Road win for Concord.
Stevens is a nice luxury, too, as a big man that can handle the ball and just not panic.
Yeah.
Good target.
And 8 seconds. Garrett dribbles out the clock.
It's been a while since I've seen teams get in line with 20 seconds to go.
Yeah.
And just stop. That was a long time of just letting that go.
49-36 the final here at Hannibal Horton High School. 2-minute break, and we'll come do the post game, get you our player of the game. Again, Concord victorious tonight over Hannibal Horton, 49-36 on WKHM.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here. Our final 49-36. Concord led essentially the entire way. What was it, 3-0? 3-0 and then 3-2 Hanover Horton, and then it was 5-3 Concord. And from then on, they just stayed out in front. You know, they never really took off as big of a lead as you kind of, as it felt like the difference of the game was. Concord just dominated the first half on the offensive glass, and then in the second half started to get some more of those shots to go down. And the one consistent thing the entire game was Jet Smith.
Yeah, he was good. By the way, as you were telling me that, I was kind of hoping you were going to go through like the whole, and then it was 5-3, and then it was.
I can recall that.
But I was thinking that was impressive. Just, you know, no, you were illustrating the point that that was the only lead early.
Yeah, it felt like early on we may get a little back and forth tilt going, a little back and forth. The defense by both teams was really good, but Concord just had more in the offensive category, and they did probably defend a little harder than we mentioned the whole time. Both defenses played well. Concord just a little better. Their shots seemed to be coming a little easier, and they were getting a lot more in transition. They were looking to run a lot more, and that showed. And again, I keep ending up in the same place where Jet Smith just made a lot of really good decisions all night.
Yeah,
with the ball in his hands,
he did. And you said he was the constant. I'll tell you the other constant, because we're not going to mention him when we say scoring, because he ended up with zero. But Brady Garrett really impressed me with his on-the-ball defense and his hustle, taking care of the ball at the end. And then Connor Stevens, again, you know, people are going to look at the newspaper or whatever, they're looking at M Live, and they're going to see Connor Stevens 4 points. But he was a much more important part to this game than just what maybe a 4 point score might, what you might think about that, because his rebounding and his defensive presence, you know, that was a nice little three-headed monster for Concord, everybody doing it in different ways. And then you know, I'll go ahead and talk about Darryl Dean Jr. too, with 10 points and just doing things the correct way and getting boards and playing D. Concord was an impressive team today.
Yeah, you looked across there frequently while the lineup was in, and they only played, what, 7 players,
yeah,
8 players,
yeah,
maybe. But when, no matter who was in there, no weaknesses there. Just wasn't a guy where you were like, well, we don't have to worry about him. You know, so you couldn't double Jet Smith because, number one, he's not the only guy who can score, but number two, if you do double him, he's finding the open guy. And even though those, like we mentioned, Garrett's shot's not going down, but he had 5 really good open looks that on another night he might go 5 for 5 and end up leading him in scoring.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if he doesn't have nights where he makes 5 3-pointers, because Jet Smith will get him the ball too.
Yeah, so just, very good performance by Concord. And I'd say uneven performance by Hanover Horton. And we never know what it's, you know, coming off a game they played on Saturday. you know, they come right back out and have to play again on Monday. I know a lot of times people want to tell me that these are 16-year-olds. They don't get tired. There's not fatigue. That I disagree with that. I think, you know, there's just a mental fatigue that can get you to. And so, you know, they go back to practice. They rebound. They got busy week this week. I think we heard they have, what, 3 games this week?
Yep. And it's Christmas week where you're, you know, most schools are having festivities. It's pajama day today. In fact, here at Hanover, pajama day at the game. So, yeah, just different things going on.
But, again, the program's still strong. They still do all the things you expect out of Hanover Horton. They did seem to value the basketball with their offensive game plan, and they do defend well. You can't be lazy passing around them. So they'll be fine. And, again, I think they'll always be better by the end of the year than what they were when they started. And so this is still very early and our first chance to see them. And so just a tough night. Shots weren't going down, and came up against a better team, at least tonight. There's so many questions throughout the course of the year that you got to stay healthy. You got to keep everybody eligible. You know, you can't have any issues. But if everything is as it is right now, Concord's going to be nobody is going to be looking forward to that matchup because they got a nice roster.
No, and you talk about early in the season too. Hanover's also, and we haven't really talked about this. They're dealing with without one of their, or if not their best player, Channing Hall, who went down with a knee injury, and you know, that takes time to get used just to your different roles.
Yeah.
We speak of that every year, too.
Yeah, if you had gotten used to having points coming from a certain area. Shout out to Matt Lehman really quick. Matt!
Like a literal shout out as Matt's walking
literally
by.
Literally shouting at Matt walking by. I didn't want to miss him. So, thanks to Matt Lehman. I know he was rooting for Concord. I saw his daughter Brady, who's been a big part of that Concord girls basketball team that we got to go watch at the President Center last year. So
Brady's a fun player.
She is, yeah. Anyway, Concord, I think we made it clear by the way we were talking. Jet Smith's our player of the game tonight. 28 points, is that what you had for him, Brian?
Yep, 28.
And couple steals, definitely probably had 6 assists, and maybe would have had more if some shooting was, the shooting got a little hotter. But you mentioned it's tough to come into this gym and play once a year and try to get used to shooting with a different background that's there. But we've seen it, I think, year in and year out where we feel like teams sometimes shoot a poor percentage here, and we don't know, you know, it's not quantifiable, but we feel like that at least plays a role that you're shooting at a backdrop that you're not used to.
Yeah, and usually Hanover student section is bringing it too, and they wanted to. There was just, you know, this was a tough game to kind of just get excited about. Just nothing. You mentioned Concord jumped out to a double-digit lead, and it just kind of stayed there.
Yeah. There was a moment there where they cut the lead from 20 down to 12 where maybe there was a little energy and seemed like maybe it was too little too late, and that turned out to be true. Jet Smith, our player of the game tonight, he's going to continue to be a talked-about guy in the area. But let's see. Hanover Horton now falls to 2-3 on the year and still 1-1 in the league. Their next game is Wednesday. They're here versus Grass Lake, who's winless on the year. So that's that feels like, anyway, that on paper, that's a bounce-back game for Hanover Horton to get back into the W column. Meanwhile, Concord is home Thursday night hosting Reading. So the Rangers in the building over there at Concord High School.
Want to thank Chris Van Epps, too, for bringing us up a hamburger at the half or a hot dog. Oh, wait, no, he didn't.
That must be a football only.
Yeah, I'm just hoping he's hearing, and then the next time we're here, we'll have, you know, burger or dog or something.
No, thank you to Chris, because he was nice to me, even though he knew you were coming with me.
He's a good guy.
Great to run into a few listeners here, people who know our call on the radio, so they'll be listening the rest of the year. We're next in action. Well, you and I think this is our last high school game till after the Christmas break. But we'll be back in action Wednesday night, Jackson College doubleheader. So check that at about 5:15, Fox Sports 101.9 FM on Wednesday. Our next high school basketball game is Thursday night. Connor Dockery with the live play-by-play from Western High School as they host Hastings. Interstate 8 action get going about 6:45 Thursday night. as we head toward that Christmas break. And there are some, you know, there's always some tournaments, the shot clock thing out of Spring Arbor during the Christmas break, but we'll be back at it after the first of the year. And a lot of good games on the schedule this year. It's getting fun early here, trying to find out who they really are. Do we have any update from Michigan Center game? I know you were getting those.
It's like they stopped. They still just had 30-23 at the half.
We'll have to end it with that. Any final thoughts for the game tonight, Brian?
Well, my final thought is kind of what you just said. Something we're still figuring out. The teams are figuring out who they're going to be and their identities. You and I, as announcers, and we like to feel like we have our finger on the pulse of high school basketball around Jackson. But you know, it's a lot of, every year there's turnover and a lot of seniors graduated around the area. Mm-hmm. We know there's a big shakeup in the Cascades, as you know, Grass Lake lost almost their entire starting unit.
Yeah,
and so we'll have it figured out by March, but.
Yeah, a lot of some new coaches in the area. You mentioned Jackson High, Michigan Center with a new coach after a successful and long run with the Gaddy regime. Tony Howard, the new coach there. There's other coaching turnover in a lot of places, so it's just going to be fun to kind of get used to it again. And by the end of the year, I can't wait for that first week at districts, and we get to see everybody playing and get that March Madness going for us.
After watching Corey McCabe and Ray Hall officiate tonight, they probably ought to get back to coaching if they can, if there's any openings. And I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
They might be in the car, and I'm hoping they're listening.
I hope they heard that as well. All right, well, we'll wrap it up here from Hanover Horton High School. Thanks again to our executive producer back in studio, Luke Moorhead. For the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lambert's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the brokerage house with Jennifer Scanlon.